see how you do with a trial in your own life.
我在刚刚讲过那一道那个讲道不久，神就跟我说了，有一个传道人啊，我来看看你怎么样在你的生命中来适应这一些困难。
This is something I've discovered over the years that God often does.
这就在我过去我生命中，我常常感觉到神就是这样子做。
He says, okay, you just preached a message to everyone telling them to count it pure joy when they encounter various trials.
你刚刚告诉人家在有大灾难来的时候你们认为是大喜乐，你既然这样说了。
Let's see how you do.
我看你能不能做。
And so, I know most of you are aware that we had a situation in our home.
你们大家大很多人都知道在我家里面发生了事情。
I was out for a meeting and my daughter frantically called me and said, Dad, it's raining inside of the house.
我在外面开会，结果我的女儿赶快打电话给我，告诉我们家里在下雨。
And I got home and literally water was coming through the ceilings of several rooms upstairs. It was running from behind the tile in a bathroom and it was actually coming down through the ceiling in the kitchen.
所以我回到家，我一看，在楼上的每一个房间，那个水都从那个墙壁上下来，那么楼下呢，那个水从这个天花板上滴下来。
We discovered that we had a major construction issue in the house.
我们就发现我们这个房子的结构有个严重的问题。
It was causing condensation and then that melted very rapidly and it was like someone was in the attic pouring buckets of water just down through the ceilings.
因为这个房子积了很多的湿气，然后这湿气慢慢变成水，就好像有人把一桶水从上面倒下来一样。
And I need to pause here and just express deep gratitude to all of you for the way that you responded.
我要稍微停一下，感激大家你们怎么样对这件事情的反应。
Your financial contributions have been an immense help.
你们在金钱上的帮助是很大的帮助。
And even beyond that, it just gave us real encouragement to know that you were standing in support of us and praying for us.
是更重要的，让我们知道你们跟我们在一起，你们帮助我们，跟我们一起祷告。
So thank you very much.
是谢谢大家。
You know, in the midst of this trial, Lisa and I began to realize that we need to be careful how we respond to this situation.
所以我最近经过这些经验，我就发现我们怎么样来适应。
We can't make the trial go away, so how are we going to respond?
我们不能让这一些试探消失，那我们怎么样反应呢？
Like it says here at the beginning of James 1, we could respond with joy and that would lead to perseverance and we would become more mature in our faith.
所以在雅各书第一章前面已经说到，当这些试验来的时候，我们可以生忍耐，生忍耐也可以成功。
But alternatively, this trial could be a temptation for us.
但相反的呢，试探可能是对我们有引诱的。
A temptation to sin.
可以引诱我们犯罪。
To grumble, to become angry, to blame others.
我们可以责备别人，我们可以生气。
To blame God, why did you let this happen?
向神抱怨，你为什么让这些事情发生？
Have any of you ever been tempted to respond like that to difficulties?
你没有受到这种样子诱惑，像这样子的反应法。
I certainly have.
我有。
And ultimately, all this does is it separates us from God and His purpose for our lives.
这样做就不让我们跟神分离了，我们就离开了神的目的。
And I share this, brothers and sisters, because I believe this is precisely the point of the verses that we're going to consider this afternoon.
我先跟大家分享今天下午，这个就是我们要讨论的。
The verses we just read in James 1, 13 to 18.
我们刚刚念的雅各书第一章十三到十八节。
You see, often when we go through trials in life, the greatest danger is not the actual trial, but my response to that trial.
经常在我们生活上，我们遇到这个试探的时候，不是试探自己，而是我们对试探的反应。
Often the greatest danger is not the wrong that's being done to me.
通常最大的危险不是怎么样我受到伤害。
But the wrong that might be done by me as I respond to that situation.
而是我如何适应这一个试探，我做错了事。
And that's why James next here in chapter 1 wants us to understand something of the dynamics of temptation.
所以雅各在第一章的后面让我们来了解这个试探的动力。
And then he goes on to remind us of the dynamics of God's good gifts.
然后他也告诉我们神给我们美好的礼物的动力。
So we're going to look at the dynamics, the process of temptation and sin here in James 1.
我们在雅各书第一章，我们看一下这个试探的实质。
But I trust that the message will end with good news.
我相信我们今天结束的时候，我们会有好的消息。
As we see something of the dynamics of the good gifts that God desires to give to each one of us.
让我们可以看到神愿意给我们每一个人的那个好的礼物的动力。
We read about the dynamics of temptation in verses 13 to 15.
我们在十三节到十五节，我们看到了这个试探的动力。
And the first thing we're going to see is that the origin of temptation is our own desires.
首先我们会看到这个试探的来源是出于我们自己的欲望。
In verse 13, we see that temptation does not come from God.
我们可以看到试探不是从神来的。
We can't blame God for the temptations that we experience.
我们不能责备神为我们所受到的这些试探。
We try to do that.
我们是尝试过。
Adam did that after the very first sin.
亚当在最先首先犯罪以后做过。
God said, "Who told you you were naked? Did you eat from the tree that I told you not to eat from?"
God asked. 神问他，谁告诉你你吃了这个树，吃了的果子？
Adam says, "The woman that you gave me ate and gave to me to eat."
亚当说，你给我的那个女人，她吃了，她也给我吃了。
It's your fault, God.
是你的过错。
No, we learn here, temptation does not come from God.
我们这里可以看到。试探不是从神来的。
God himself cannot be tempted.
神他不会受到试探。
And temptation is to sin is definitely not part of his purpose for your life and for mine.
试探也绝对不会是神给我在我们生命中的目的。
You see, brothers, there's no responsive chord in God that vibrates in sympathy with sin.
我们知道在神里面从来不会跟试探有启动的工作。
It's contrary to his very nature.
因为这是神的本性完全相反的。
Therefore, God never tempts anyone to sin.
所以神不会引诱任何人犯罪。
Rather, what we see here is that temptation comes out of our own desire.
所以我们在这里可以看到，试探是从我们自己的欲望里面出来的。
Each one is tempted when he is carried away by and enticed by his own lust, his own desire.
但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
Now, to understand this, we need to recognize something about our nature as human beings and as believers in Jesus Christ.
这样子，我们可以了解我们自己为人的本质，跟做基督耶稣的跟随者的本质。
Very simply, we have two forces that are trying to control our thoughts and our feelings and our behaviors.
所以有两种不同的力量想要来控制我们，影响我们的行为。
One is the flesh and one is the spirit of God.
一个是神的灵，一个是肉体。
Now the flesh seeks to gratify our own selfish desires.
肉体要我们满足我们的欲望，我们的需要。
The spirit, on the other hand, always seeks to please and honor God.
圣灵就要我们经常的讨神的喜悦。
Temptation we see here in verse 14 begins when the flesh attempts to satisfy some desire in a way that's outside of the will of God.
所以在十四节我们可以看到试探是当我们想在神的方法以外来满足我们的欲望。
And this fleshly desire is the responsive cord in me that makes temptation possible.
所以因为有这个肉体的需要，所以让试探可以发生。
Listen to how Jesus describes this in the Gospel of Mark chapter 7.
我们翻到路加第七章，看看耶稣是怎么讲的。
Verses 20 to 23.
20节到23节。
He was saying, that which proceeds out of the man, that is what defiles the man, a person. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, every slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things proceed from within and defile the man.
所以他耶稣在这里说，能够使一个人肮脏的不是从外面来的，乃是从心里面出来的。
When I was just a boy, I can remember shamefully stealing candy from a local shop, a deli.
当我是一个很小的小孩子的时候，我曾经出去到一个小店里面偷了他的糖果，我现在都感觉到羞辱。
I remember stealing a Reese's peanut butter cup.
我记得我偷的是那个 Reese's 那个花生糖。
There's still a big temptation for me today. I love Reese's peanut butter cup.
一直到今天，我还是喜欢 Reese's。
But here, as I was in the store, the desire was not because I was hungry and because I had a sugar addiction.
所以我记得我在那个时候我在店里面我并不是因为我饿而是有一种欲望。
The desire that I had was to look cool in front of my friends. The desire was to be accepted by my friends.
我那个时候的欲望是希望在我的朋友们面前表现我很好，让希望他们能接受我。
And it was this desire to be accepted that led me to be tempted to steal that candy.
是因为我需要他们接受我，使我引起了这个欲望来做。
Let's move on to the second point, and we see what happens next in this process of temptation.
我们先看第二点，在这个试探的过程中是什么。
The action of temptation is then to, as it says here in verse 14, to drag us away, to carry us away, and entice us.
所以这个试探的行为呢，作为呢，从十四节看，是因为自己的私欲牵引、引诱、诱惑。
This language is the language of hunting and fishing.
这个是用在打鱼、打猎跟钓鱼方面的。
It speaks of a predator carrying away his prey.
就好像一个要打猎的人拿着他引诱的动饵来引诱。
Or a fish being enticed by a lure in the water, and we all know what happens when the fish grabs that lure.
就好像那个鱼受了那个引诱的钩子上的东西引诱它去咬。
In other words, the tempted person is now deceived and becomes ensnared by the desires of the flesh.
换句说，被试探的时候，这个人他就受到了欺骗，受了他的欲望的欺骗。
We become trapped.
我们就陷在网里面。
And we're deceived because we're blind to the evil and the shame and the harmfulness of sin.
我们被骗了，因为我们就没有去看到这个。 的羞辱跟恶劣的事情。
When I was a little boy in that shop,
当我在那个店里面，我是个小孩子。
I so wanted to be accepted by my friends.
我非常希望我的朋友们能够接受我。
I so wanted them to think I was cool.
我非常希望他们认为我很时行。
That I was deceived.
这我就是被欺骗了。
I was blinded. By this temptation to sin,
这个想说要诱惑我犯罪的，就使我变成盲目。
I didn't think about the fact that it was wrong and that it was shameful to do what I was about to do.
我没有想到这是不该做的，也没有想到这样做是有羞耻的。
Can any of you identify with situations like that in your own life?
在你们生命中有没有跟我同样的经验？
You see, first we see the origin of temptation. Next, we see the action of temptation. Third, in verse 15, we see now the effect of temptation.
我们前面看到的是试探的来源跟试探的作为，现在我们看试探的影响。
And the effect of temptation is to sin.
这个影响就是犯罪。
The deception caused by our desires now leads to disobedience, and sin is conceived and born.
所以，当我们的欲望，让我们有这个受到试探的时候。
Brothers and sisters, this disobedience is the act of sin.
在那个时候，这个试探就变成了犯罪。
At some point, our will joins with our desire of the flesh, and sin is conceived and born.
所以在那个时候，当我们犯罪的时候，我们的意志，要犯罪的意志跟欲望就合成在一起。
And James wants us to see, I believe, that this is what we are capable of producing.
雅各告诉我们说，这是我们可以。
This is what we give birth to apart from Jesus Christ. We give birth to sin and death.
So, 我们在基督以外，我们自己造成的罪。
So, when I was a little boy in the candy store,
当我在一个糖果店里面的时候，
at some point I chose to disobey God. I knew it was wrong. I was nervous.
在那个时候，我决定要违背神，可是我很紧张。I
was looking this way, this way.
我在到处看。And
my will joined my desire, and sin was conceived and born.
当我的意志跟我的欲望联合在一起的时候，罪就发生了。
I know we laugh because I'm using the illustration of being a little boy in a candy shop.
但我们大家看，现在大家可以笑。
And it's okay. I'm not chiding you for laughing at the illustration.
我不是在责备你们。
But sin is a serious matter.
但罪是很严重的。
Even that sin of stealing that candy bar.
就在那个时候，那去偷那个。 糖果,
I'm ashamed.
我很受到羞辱。
And as we read on, we see here in verse 15 what the ultimate result of temptation and sin is.
所以我们在第15节可以看到试探最后的结果是什么?
The ultimate result is death.
这最终的结果就是死。
The Apostle Paul states the same truth in Romans 6:23.
在罗马, 6章23节的地方,
he says the wages, the consequences, the results of sin is death.
The wage, 的罪的工价乃是死。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 12, we read this.
在罗马书5章12节,
therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin,
就是当死因为罪进入了世界,
and so death spread to all men because all sinned.
所以罪的死亡就轮到每一个人, 因为每一个人都犯了罪。
And what is this death?
那么这个死是什么?
It's separation from God.
这个死就是跟神离绝。
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2 says this.
Isaiah
59 verse 2.
59章2节.
But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God.
你的过错让你跟神跟你自己分开。
And your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear you.
So, 当你的罪让你跟他分开的时候，神不会听到你。
Friends, this is the dynamic of temptation. We all know it. We struggle with it day after day, week after week.
这就是我们每一天，每一个礼拜，我们都会经验到这个试探的这么大的力量。
Desire in the flesh,
肉体的虚妄,
that causes us to be carried away, to be deceived,
让我们受到欺骗, 失去了控制,
then we disobey and sin is conceived and born.
所以我们就, 离弃神, 那么罪就形成了。
The tragic result of that is death, our being separated from God.
那个悲惨的结果就是死，就是跟神离绝了。And
James is warning these dear brothers and sisters as they're experiencing trials. He's saying, "Don't let it lead to temptation."
所以雅各在这里说，不要让试探来带领在我们里面动工。
Now some of you may say, well, is sin inevitable?
你们可能说犯罪是不可避免的。
Or is there a way out?
这没有办法离开的。
Brothers and sisters, for believers, there's always a way out. Amen?
Amen. 你们知道吗? 对信徒来说,永远是有一条出路。
We find this wonderful promise in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
在哥林多前书10章13节,
no temptation has overtaken you but such as common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it.
你们所忍受的，无非是世人所能忍受的。神不会让你们受到试探而到不能忍受，神必定会为你们准备一条出路。Dear
friends, a trial and temptation do not need to lead to sin.
弟兄姐妹们，这个苦难跟试探不一定非要带领我们到受试探。
Now each step in that process, it will become increasingly difficult not to sin.
每一步都会变成越来越不能够不犯罪。
So as much as we can, we want to be sure that we don't put ourselves in situations that easily lead to temptation.
所以我们应该尽可能不要把自己放在一个会受试探的环境里面。
But even when temptation comes, there's always an alternative.
甚至于就是当试探来了，我们还有可以选择的。
A trial can become a good gift to develop perseverance and godly character.
所以这个试探可以变成一个很好的机会，让我们可以养成像神一样的属性。
And that's why James says in verse 16, "Do not be deceived, my brothers and sisters."
这就是为什么雅各书在第十六节说：“我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。”Don't
be deceived by your desires and temptation.
不要受你自己的欲望的欺骗。And
don't be deceived about God.
不要让人家欺骗你，对神。
Because even trials, even difficulties can be good gifts of God's grace.
甚至于困难都可能是神给我们的礼物。
And so let's now consider in these next verses 17 and 18 the dynamics of God's good gifts.
我们现在来看第17节跟第18节，谈到神好的恩赐的动力。
First, we see that every good and perfect gift originates with God Himself.
首先，我们看各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的。He
is the Father of lights. There's no darkness, no evil in Him.
从众光之父那里降下来的，在他没有黑暗。
And God is unchanging. He can't contradict His holy nature.
神，他是神圣的，他不可能跟他自己的神圣的本质冲突。
He's not capricious. He's consistently good.
因为他是一直都是好的。
Therefore, He can only give us good and perfect gifts.
所以他只能给我们好的跟完美的礼物。
Not ones that cause us to sin.
而不是让我们能够犯罪的。I
hope you believe this.
我希望你真的相信这个。I
hope you trust that God is good and has your best interests in mind.
我希望你知道神是美善的，神只有你的好处在他的心里。Dear
friends, during difficult times,
说朋友们，在一个困难的时候，
hold on to this truth.
紧紧地抓住这个真理。
Remember that God loves you and He has your best interests in mind.
你要记得神爱你，神是有你的最好的益处在他心里。
Every good and perfect gift originates with God.
每一件好的、完美的礼物都是从神来的。
But now notice here in verse 17 the action of these good gifts. The action of these good gifts is that they come down from above.
所以从17节告诉我们，这些美善的恩赐的动力是从神来的。
And the implication of this truth is that we are to look up to God.
这就是让我们要仰望神。
You know, when we go through difficulties, we can look in one of three places.
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们可以从三个不同地方来看。
We could look at our circumstances. You know, I could look at my house all torn apart.
我可以只看我们的环境，我的房子完全都拆掉了。
Or we can look at ourselves and our own desires that are not being satisfied in the way that we want.
或者我们只看我们自己，看到我们自己的欲望得不到满足。
I could, you know, be at home and say, "Oh, look at this mess! There's stuff everywhere." You know, and that leads to temptation and sin.
我可以心里面很不高兴，看到各式各样的困难，就让我犯罪。
But the third place we can look is up to God.
但是我们第三个我们可以看的，我们看仰望神。
Instead of looking at the hardship of our circumstances,
不要只看我们的困难的环境。
Instead of focusing on our own needs and desires,
不要只看我们自己的需要跟我们自己的欲望。
Let's look up to God in expectation of His good gifts.
我们可以仰望神，寻求神给我们的美好的恩赐。
God, what do you want me to learn through this experience?
神啊，你让我借着这件事情学什么功课？
What do you want to do in my life as a result of this?
为了这件事情的后果，你要我在我的生命上有什么学习？
But brothers and sisters, I know this isn't easy.
说弟兄姐妹们，我知道这个不容易。
I know this doesn't come naturally. It doesn't come naturally for me either.
我知道这不很自然就会出来，我对我来说也不是很自然。
But it's a discipline that we have to begin to cultivate in our lives.
这是一个在我们在我们生命中一定要培养的一个自己我的学习。
So Lisa and I had to stop saying this isn't convenient.
所以我跟我太太说，这个对我们来实在不方便。
We had to stop worrying about the money, and I love to worry about money.
所以我们不要再为钱来忧虑。
We had to say, Lord, what do you want to teach us?
我们要说神，你让我们学什么
？How can we grow as a result of this trial?
因为这一个试探，我们应该怎么样的成长
？Next, we see the effect of God's good gifts.
所以等下来我们看到这个神的美善的恩赐的结果。
We saw that the effect of temptation was to give birth to sin.
我们看到这个试探的结果是产生罪。
But the effect of God's good gifts is that they give birth to new life.
那么神，美善恩赐的结果是新的生命。
Notice this in verse 18.
看第十八节。
In the exercise of His will, He brought us forth.By the word of truth,
他按自己的旨意，用真道生了我们。
This is talking about our regeneration, our being born again.
这是谈到我们的重生得救。
Because we see here that it comes through the word of truth.
我们知道这是从真道生的。
Brothers and sisters, what I really want us to see this afternoon is this.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我真是希望今天下午我们可以看到
The greatest of God's good gifts are His grace and His forgiveness and His salvation.
所以神给我们最好的恩赐就是他的恩典，他的原恕，跟他给我们的永生。
In Ephesians 2:8, we read these words.
在以弗所书我们第二章第八节
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
所以你们因信称义
And that not of yourselves, it is what? The gift of God. Ephesians 2:8.Did you translate the last part already?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's not of yourselves, it's the gift of God.
我不是出于我们自己，乃是出于神的恩赐。
Sin gives birth, temptation gives birth to sin.
那么试探生出来的就是
But God gives the gift of new life in Christ.
神给我们的是在神里面的新的生命。
Finally, friends, we see the result here in verse 18 of God's good gifts.
所以最后我们在第十八节看到神给我们美善的恩赐。
And the result of God's good gifts is that we become a kind of first fruits of all that He has created.
所以这个美善的恩赐的结果，我们就是变成初熟的果子。
What does this mean?
这个是什么意思呢?
Well, it means that God's good gifts not only make us alive,
神给我们的恩赐不仅仅让我们有生命,
But they also make us mature.
也让我们成熟。
They produce change, transformation in our lives.
它可以让我们的生命得到转变。
So as a result of God's good gifts, we become now agents of His kingdom in the world.
所以因为神给我们这么好的恩赐，我们就变成了神的国度里面。
Agents of His kingdom who demonstrate the fruit of His righteousness and goodness and love and justice and peace in the world.
我们变成他国度里面的一个代表，让我们可以在世上的看到那么神的恩典，神的公义跟神的圣洁。
And this shines all the brighter, it becomes all the more evident when people see that as we're going through difficulties.
当人看到我们经过试探的时候，那么这一些事情就变得更清楚。
Just this past week, I heard the story from some missionaries who had served in the Middle East.
我这个礼拜听到一些有关在中东一带传道人的事情。
And they had been asked by their mission to take on a new role of caring for all of the missionaries who were on the field.
他们有一个责任，就是要在中东一带做传道人的保护。
They said, well, we didn't come here to care for the missionaries. We came here to reach the people who are lost.
他说我们来这里不是要来关照这一些传道人，我们是要来传福音的。
But they decided to be obedient to God and say yes to this opportunity.
但他们决定认为应该顺服神，就这样做。
And you know what happened?
结果怎么样？
The people, the lost people that they were trying to reach with the gospel,
他们想要用福音来招那些寻找那些还不信的人。
Watched how they cared for the other missionaries.
看到他们怎么样来照顾这些传道人。
Especially when there was conflict and when those missionaries were struggling.
特别是当那些传道人有困难的时候。
And they saw them respond with grace and forgiveness and love.
他们用恩典用原恕原谅来带关照他们。
And they began to come and say, how can we become people like that?
所以他们就来问我们怎么样可以变成这样的人。
And they were able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with these people that they desired to reach.
他们这样反而就跟这些人分享了耶稣基督的生命。
You see, that's God's desire for us.
这就是神期待我们要做的。
Not just forgive us, not just save us.
不仅仅是原谅我们，拯救我们。
But now for us to become agents of His righteousness and goodness in the world.
让我们变成替他在世界上把他的爱，把他的恩典带出去。
Dear brothers and sisters, when challenges and difficulties and stress and even persecution come in life,
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们生命中有困难、有试探，甚至于有逼迫的时候，
let's recognize the tendency to sin and let's recognize the dynamics of sin, of temptation.
我们一定要认识这个试探的动力。
And instead, let's look up to God.
我们应该仰望神。
Let's receive His good gifts of grace and forgiveness and love and life.
我们接受他给我们的美好的恩赐，就是他的原恕、他的救赎跟他的爱。
And let's be people, men and women, boys and girls, young men, young women who live differently.
所以我们让所有的，不管是男是女，是大孩子是小孩子。
Who live differently at school.
我们在学校里面要活出不同的生命。
Who live differently in the locker room.
我们在运动场的换衣服的地方，我们有不同的生命。
Who live differently at the workplace.
我们在工作场合有不同的生命。
Let's be those who show God's love and His grace and His forgiveness and His love and life to others.
我们让别人看到神的恩典、神的爱、神的援助。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
May God bless you and may He add His blessing to the preaching of His word.
但愿神祝福你们，也神祝福今天的讲道，使用今天的讲道。Thank you. Thank you.